Hello, everybody. This is Cody Bateman here at The Prompting Show, Promptings with Cody B. Welcome to another episode. I'm super excited to share this one today. So this one's quite unique in that I have an opportunity to interview someone today who's been in my life for a long, long time. They're really part of our family. So I'm really excited to introduce her. And she has an incredible story about the power of promptings, story about how the energy, the appreciation energy of the promptings process literally saved her life. This has been requested by many of our affiliates who really wanted to hear the story of Lori Smith. Lori Smith is who's going to be my guest on the show today. I want to tell you a little bit about her. Her and I actually went to high school together. I was best friends with her husband, who's Dave Smith. He is the senior product or senior officer of product development here at Promptings, and been with me, since the very beginning of this. His wife is who's on the show here today. They've done incredible things in the promptings movement. And it's kind of funny because I asked Dave to get me a bio for Lori, because Lori's done amazing things on the internet and on social media and for promptings and as an affiliate, all kinds of things. So he writes a bio, and the first line he says is, Lori married her high school sweetheart. So the first six words of this from Dave is all about Dave. Lori married her high school sweetheart. I thought that was pretty cool, but it really is part of their story. They married very, very young. They had three kids at a very, very young age. They ran, they struggled in the early years. They were young, newly married people. Dave worked for his dad. Then he started his own business. So he went through entrepreneurial craziness as a young kid, building a construction business. Lori ended up helping him in that business, did all the paperwork and bookkeeping and stuff like that. And they scraped along for years and built an incredible business. And then in 2003, they were introduced to the send out cards movement, which I started. They were introduced to that by me. I invited them to come over to my office, and I had Lori send a card. And she's going to tell that story in this interview. It's pretty amazing how she sent her first card and been part of the process ever since. They became an affiliate of the promptings movement. She says, I like how she says this, over the next few years, as she puts it, she accidentally built a team of thousands of affiliates and customers across the country. I actually watched them do that. It was pretty cool. Ultimately becoming top leaders in this movement. It also provided her the freedom to travel the world and speak at multiple events a year. I was with her at many of those events. When she's on the stage, her stories are very captivating. In 2014, her and her husband, Dave, were awarded the Affiliate of the Year for then known as Send Out Cards. Let me tell you, they earned that. They really, really earned that position, all the things that they did here and continue to do. She's become somewhat of an influencer on Instagram and other social media platforms. She's an excellent internet marketer. She does a lot of work for us here today at Promptings. She writes newsletters for our affiliates and does a phenomenal job. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Lori on. And let me tell you, you want to hang on to this, because this story will blow your mind on the power of promptings. So Lori, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Cody.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an honor to have you on. This is a unique show this week, because you and I have a lot of history. We've known each other for a lot of years. We went to high school together.
That's right.
Actually went to high school together. And ironically, it's our 40-year reunion right now, which is hard to believe. I think we must have been in high school when we were like 3 years old or something. Huh?
Just, that's about right.
Yeah. So it's not very often, you know, I have the chance to interview people from all over the world on these shows. It's not very often that we get someone on here that, you know, we grew up together. In fact, those of you who don't know Dave, Dave Smith is the a senior officer of product development here at Promptings. And he's been with me literally from the beginning of this whole thing. And he and I have been best friends since we were 8 years old. So I met Dave way back when we were kids.
Yep.
And we started going to high school together. And I'll never forget the day that he met Lori Bingham for the first time, who 41 years later is still Lori Smith.
That's right.
I remember that because we were in a cafeteria and he was a cocky little kid at the time. And I shouldn't say little kid, we were in high school, but I don't know if you remember this, but I remember when you came in and he whispered the words, "I love you." And he didn't even know who you were. And so,
I remember it very well because I actually looked around me like, who's he talking to?
41 years later, yeah, you're still together. So
yeah, it's fun stuff.
Well, listen, you know, when we started the whole Promptings movement, we started as a company called Send Out Cards back in 2003.
Yep.
And like traditional network marketing, when you start these direct sales types of businesses, you go to the people that you know, like, and love.
Yep.
So I came to you and Dave and showed you this. So this is a true grassroots building thing, like any network marketer experience when they share this with their, you know, with their friends and whatnot. This was literally that case.
Yep.
When you first saw the concept of sending cards out, creating positive energy by sending cards out, tell that story. I think you sent that first card and it's quite a story. So,
yeah. So, Dave came home and said, "Hey, we need to go to Cody's office. He has something he wants us to do." So we went over to your office and you sat me down in front of a computer and said, "Okay, I want you to send a card, to the first person that pops in your mind." And mind you, I was not a card sender. I guess I had good intentions, but I never did. Maybe on occasion, but I thought, okay, well, who am I going to send a card to? And the person that I was prompted to send a card to that came to my mind very first was an elderly gentleman who was not really a friend. It was like a grandpa to Dave, my husband, through the construction world. And he was super great to us, to our kids, always in touch with us. He actually shared the same birthday, March 3rd, of Dave, with Dave. And what's interesting is, like clockwork, March 3rd would come around, we'd go to the mailbox, and there was always a card for him for his birthday. And so the reason I was prompted was because I thought, well, I've never sent him a card. Let's send him a card.
So he would always send you birthday cards or Dave birthday cards.
Yeah.
So that's the reason you chose him to send your first card to. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I jumped on, typed a quick message out to him. I literally had tears because I literally thought I could have been doing this for how many years for him. And I was always the one forgetting until I got the card out of the mail. So I typed him a quick message and I understood then the power of a heartfelt message, promptings, and just keeping in touch with people.
So when you sent that first card, you instantly felt the energy of that card. We call it here appreciation energy. I mean, you're sharing appreciation out to him. He shared appreciation to Dave for years with the birthday card.
Yes.
You returned the favor by sending a card to him, sharing appreciation. Now there's an energy to that.
Yes.
And that's what you felt, right?
That's right. And, you know, a few years later, Actually, you'll probably remember during one of our conventions, he had passed away a few days before the convention and his funeral was coming up. And so we actually did speak on stage, Dave and I, and then we had to leave the convention to go to his funeral. And his daughter pulled Dave and I aside and said, he had a drawer full of cards from you guys because that's how you connected with him. He had moved to California, so we couldn't really see him a lot. So we were sending him cards with, at the time, with the first card, we didn't have photos, but along the years, right, when photos came out, we could add them to a card. We started sending him things of what the kids are doing and just things. And she just said he just loved them. And he had this whole drawer full of cards. And he says that that meant the world to him. And, you know, he had hit a point in his age where we couldn't see him or really talk to him and he couldn't communicate. And those cards were a communication for him. And believe it or not, he continued sending cards and you could tell his handwriting had got a little bit, you know, harder to write, but he did it for the longest time. And, you know, I truly appreciate him and his. I didn't think I was going to get emotional, but I understood how important a connection is with people and how much people love others and they want to show them and be connected with them. And greeting cards was a great way that kept us connected when he had to leave Utah. And I, you know, I understand the power of it fully. And this is why I am still here.
Yeah. Well, in fact, so that was the first card you ever sent was to him.
Yes.
I don't know the last time you've been into your system at send out cards, but how many cards, because it keeps track of how many cards you've sent over the over your lifetime of using the send out card system. How many cards have you sent since then?
I, you know, Cody, to be honest, I don't know that I've looked, but I think I'm somewhere around 25 to 30,000, I think.
Okay, so 30,000 heartfelt cards you and Dave have sent over a course of maybe 15 or 16 years. Now, when people listen to that, it's like, how in the 30,000?
And don't one quote at me a on time, that. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, but I guarantee, Lori, I guarantee you, you're north of 30,000. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But the point of that is that, you know, think of all of that positive energy that has been created because of 30,000 plus cards. Because guess what? That first card you sent to him and that amazing energy that's felt from that has been done over 30,000 times over the course of the last, you know, 15, 16 years that you've been using the system. So that's what we talk a lot about in as part as what the promptings process actually is. In fact, in the book, The Promptings Process, we have a key phrase that comes up all the time. And the phrase says, a prompting calls for an act of human connection. The screen, a prompting calls for an act of human connection. Yep. So think about when this gentleman sent birthday cards to your husband, Dave.
Yep.
He was prompted to do that and it created human connection. The first card you ever sent on sent out cards was back to this guy. That was a prompting that calls for an act of human connection. Several years later, you go to the funeral and what does his daughter bring up?
Cards.
Brings up the cards.
No, he loved receiving our cards.
Prompting is an act of a call for an act of human connection.
Yeah.
And that's a big key. Now you have a lot of stories. In fact, one of the many reasons we had you come on this show, first of all, you know, you and Dave have been an integral part of the promptings movement. You've been affiliates of the year for us, which you earned because you were friends with me. You kind of earned it the hard way, you know, because
hey, that's the best way, right?
Yeah. And, but you certainly earned that. And since then you've gone on to fill very, very important roles for us. I know that over the years, you and Dave went to a lot of internet courses. You learned how to write internet copy, marketing copy, different things like that.
Yeah.
Really honed in on a lot of skill development. And now today, you actually write the primary blogs that we send out for our affiliates. We actually write blogs for affiliates. Well, I should say you, Lori, writes the blogs that our affiliates can share with people. And what are you writing about in those blogs?
Promptings.
About prompting.
Yep. Human connection.
Promptings and the power of human connection. And there's nobody that can write those better than you, because you've been part of that movement for so long. You learned the skill sets. And
well, not only is it the skill sets, it's something that I've taken to heart.
Yeah.
Right. So it's actually very fun to, sometimes I get stuck on like, what am I going to write about today? And all I have to do is like, find something that's inspirational to me. Some of your podcasts, social media, different things, and write it, because, you know, there is a difference between personal and business, and this goes for both hand in hand. So I write a lot about business, for emails to people that are sending to affiliates, or that are sending to prospects or business connections. But I always feel like I need to throw in there, hey, this goes to your personal life too. It's not just business. And your business kind of folds into your private or to your personal life, right? So if you can like be on top of promptings during your personal life, and somebody that you do business with, you see on social media, you do business with, or something, it always can go in hand to reach out and connect with somebody, build your business and your personal life, strengthen those connections.
Well, a natural byproduct of the promptings movement and acting on promptings, natural byproduct has been what we call relationship marketing. A lot of people, started using send out cards as a way to follow up with their clients and whatnot. And we would teach those business people basic prompting seminars, talking about the power of acting on promptings and reaching out in kindness. Make sure you send a heartfelt message of appreciation to follow up with your clients. And that's different than a lot of follow-up systems. Most follow-up systems are automated. You know, it's click and paste, and it's a canned message that goes in, because business people want it to be automated as simple as possible. We come along and say, well, we have tools that'll do that, but you gotta reach out, even in your business, and send one-off heartfelt message to those people. Now, and you talk about that a lot in the business blogs.
Yes.
In the bit, you know, you're training business people how to follow up in business and leverage what we call relationship marketing to generate referral business.
Right.
The number one thing you talk about is the importance of that heartfelt message, even in business. Why is that so important?
Because that builds your personal connection. People nowadays, especially nowadays, I mean, like send out cards came along when we had dial-up, right? People were still connecting on the phone and going to meetings and all this other stuff. Social media wasn't what it is now. And you had dial-up, which, by the way, was like, kill me now. But it was a thing that we still had that connection with people and doing other things. Now people are so much on social media, they figure people are catching up with them on social media. Just, and we are. We're watching people's lives every day. We see their triumphs. We see their heartaches. We see everything that they're excited about in life. Some things they're doing with their family and everything. There's opportunities to reach out and say, hey, congratulations, or I'm sorry to hear. Or it's that personal connection people want to know. They don't, I mean, people read emails. People get texts. People get, you know, phone calls are fabulous. But that unexpected card in the mail that says, hey, I saw you, I see you, I feel you, is huge now, because social media is cold in a way. where a heartfelt card in your message, in your mailbox, is a warm touch. Somebody took the time to write a message to say, I saw what happened. I understand what happened. And reach out and let them know that you're seeing them. I think people want to be seen. Why are we on social media putting all our photos?
Yeah.
Right?
So it's not what you say or do. It's how you make people feel. Right. And so when that heartfelt message written in a physical, tangible greeting card shows up in the mail, it's how you made them feel. I mean, they opened that up, and that's the thought process. Oh my goodness. Lori took the time to send me a card in the mail.
Yep.
She took the time to handwrite the message.
Yep.
She must really care.
Yeah. She sees me. Yep.
You don't get that in an email, folks. You don't get that in a canned message in a form letter.
No.
You don't even get it in a campaign card on send out cards. I mean, campaign cards are cool.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like the individual heartfelt message. And we call that the very mechanism of the promptings process. The mechanism is right in the middle of the promptings loop. And the promptings process is all about sending positive appreciation energy out to others and attracting that energy back into you as a human being. And then with that energy, you can manifest who you really are as a person.
That's right. And I like how you say attract, because like when we send a card, I don't expect just for somebody to call me or text me, say, I appreciate the card or anything. Right. I mean, I'm going to get that from some people, but some people I'm never going to hear from.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because I know what I'm attracting into my life, but I don't expect somebody to actually reach out to me or make a grandiose story, if you will, out of a card. But it may happen, it may not. And that's okay with me, because I know the energy that I sent in that card, and I know it's going to affect somebody. And in a really positive way. And I'm going to attract that positivity back into my life.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. Another reason why we wanted to get you on the show as quick as we can is a lot of our affiliates in the promptings movement have heard about your a story that is something that happened to you, a very significant life-changing thing that happened to you, that has to do with this card sending and the energy that comes from the card sending. In fact, it's such an incredible story because it literally saved your life.
That's right.
Literally, the energy literally saved your life. And so we've had a lot of requests. Hey, get Lori on the show. We wanted to tell her story.
I love it.
So many people have been doing that. That's why we wanted to get you on as quick as we could. In fact, we had other people scheduled on the show, and we wanted to get you on right now because this story is really the essence of what appreciation energy does on that loop.
Yes.
It's the very essence of it. In fact, one of the things in the book that we talk about is the inner and outer prompting. And that outer prompting is when you reach out to others with appreciation message, and it creates that energy, and then that comes back into you. And with that energy, you're able to do some things to manifest who you really have the potential to be in your life. So that appreciation energy does a lot. Your story is unbelievable. In fact,
it truly is. Yep.
In fact, and I'm going to have you share that right now, but I'm kind of kicking myself right now because I really should have had that story in the promptings process book. We might have to do another version of it to put that in there because it's so powerful. So I want you to share that. Now, let me just kind of set the tone here a little bit. You know, we got, man, how many years ago was it now? That was back in
2007.
We all got a real scare. Because Lori went into the doctor and learned about a life, her life was threatened with a sickness in her brain and
aneurysm. Yeah,
an aneurysm. So I'm going to have you tell that story in your own words, but man, I'll tell you what, the significance of this, as far as the energy that was created through this story and how it completely transformed your physiology, it transformed, you know, what was happening with you in your brain. And it's just one of those incredible stories. So can you just share that with us right now?
Sure. So it actually was diagnosed in 2006. And fast forward, the surgery was on January 7th of 2007. So I've been going through some stressful things in my life. Teenager, let's just say that word. Anyway, it led me to some, you know, sometimes those things lead you to blessings, right? And I've been having a stressful day. Fast forward, I ended up going to a neuro doctor because I thought maybe I'd had a mini stroke. And he said it didn't appear that that's what it was, but we're going to make sure. So I'm going to send you to get an MRI. I did the MRI. We left. We were on our way to a send out cards, a meeting. It wasn't a send out cards meeting, but it was a like BNI type situation, a networking meeting. And, you know, I turned my phone off and just wasn't paying attention to my phone, didn't think anything of the MRI. Although the technician acted a little strange when I was leaving, and as though he didn't want me to leave. And I just asked him, is everything okay? Like, am I okay to go? Like, what do I, you know, what's this weird energy I'm getting? And he said, no, it's fine. You know, we'll be in touch with you. And I said, okay. So we left, went to our meeting, got home, and there was an urgent message on my answering machine telling me that, which I think now I'm like, I was in shock because it was like, you know, you have an aneurysm, just delivering this on a message over my answering machine. You're going to have surgery by Friday and all this stuff. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
I was shocked. So, fast forward that, you actually had me on a webinar and we talked about it a little bit before my surgery. And I started receiving cards that were like just unbelievable, fabulous well wishes, good energy, positive affirmations. And it was a really hard time between, I think it was October to January, of that stressful, wondering what's going to happen with this aneurysm thing. And these cards just really would help put me at ease. And by the time I went into surgery, the surgeon actually said to me when he came in, he said, so are you ready to get this started? And I said, you know, the question is, are you? Because I'm ready. I'm ready and set to put it in my past. And mind you, I've been told that, you know, a plethora of things could happen. You could die. You could have to learn to see and walk and talk and eat and hear, and everything is going to be affected. Here's the list of things I have to tell you. Not all of them may happen, but some of them may, you know, whatever. And the doctor came in after my surgery and he was staring at me kind of baffled. I'm like, okay, I don't know what these weird energy stares are, but yeah. Maybe it has something to do with the medical field. I don't know. But he just said, I don't understand. And I'm like, what don't you understand? And he said, well, you're just sitting here talking to me, acting like nothing has happened. Like there's nothing wrong. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing. But I'm like, so that's when I realized Dave had brought in a box of cards that I had received. And so he brought them to the hospital. I did not know that he was doing that. And he literally read the cards in the waiting room when there was some high tension. And he showed the doctor these cards. And I said, the energy from this is made this unbelievable miracle for me to just move on forward and past this. And these cards actually literally did make me feel before my surgery, this is just a little bump in the road. We're going to get past it. It's over. It's going to be over with, and I'm going to be on with my life. And that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in fact, Jody and I were in that waiting room during your surgery. So we witnessed all of this. I remember when Dave came in and he started pulling these cards out, and it was tense. I mean, people were nervous. Dave was nervous, obviously, you know, nobody knew what to expect. You know, your kids were there, they were tense. And so Dave starts passing these cards around. Now keep in mind, on these cards, these are cards of appreciation and love and concern from people from all over the country, sending them to Lori, wishing her the best during her surgery. So talk about positive appreciation energy that's generated from these physical cards that human beings are writing their hearts. They're writing their hearts on these cards. And there were hundreds of them that he pulled out of these boxes. We literally were passing them around the room.
Yep.
And let me tell you, you kind of have to be there. You could probably imagine it if you're listening, but you have to be there to understand the energy that it completely changed the energy of the room, transformed the energy of the room. And it's like everybody knew that everything was going to be okay. It's you just knew it.
Yep.
Now, there's something that's interesting that happened because during the surgery, at the same time that we were passing these cards around and were reading the messages, something happened in the operating room. You know, you talk about that. Can you share that with us about the vitals and all that?
Sorry, say that again.
About how he talked about the vitals. All the vitals.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he said to me, it's, you know, it's amazing because your vitals didn't even flinch. Usually, like when you're in a deep, like into the brain area and you're working with something that's so, I mean, this is how we operate, right? So when you're deep into that, it's like, usually you'll see vitals bounce around. You'll have something happening. And he said, your vitals never even changed. They stayed steady, healthy, and we got through it. And he's like, I don't understand. I don't even understand.
And but you understood.
But I understood, and I passed that on to him. Look, you know, this, it's the energy around, it's the positive affirmations, these cards, these people around me that are here to support me. It's that human connection and support from people that care and love you. And it's unbelievable the miracles that can happen with that.
Now we have a treat for all of you who are listening. If you're listening on the podcast or if you're watching this on YouTube, we have a treat for you because we actually put this story into a video and played it at one of our events several years ago. We're going to give you access to that. There's literally pictures of Lori in the hospital. There's pictures of the cards. I mean, it literally takes you to this experience. If you go into your show notes, like if you're on YouTube or you're on your favorite podcast channel, you've got links or show notes underneath there. And there'll be a link down there in the show notes that says one of those moments. So whether you're on a podcast show or on YouTube, just look down into those links and it'll say one of those moments. If you click on that, there's about a 2-minute and 20-second video that displays the story. And it's absolutely incredible. So I encourage you to do that. Now, I'll tell you, you know, a lot of people that listen into this, they're like, oh, here we go again. You know, it's kind of similar to the power of prayer. You know, when you talk about the energy of these cards, it reminded me of the power of prayer. You hear a lot of stories about, you know, people of deep faith gathered together in prayer and fasting and miraculous things happen. There's an energy to that. There's an energy to human beings coming together and connecting that energy.
Yeah.
And the cards displayed that.
Yes.
In fact, it goes to show you just how powerful the cards are.
Yep.
The fact that we captured hundreds of people's
heartfelt messages
and feelings and heart messages were all captured tangibly, physically. And Dave was able to pass that around the room. So yep. It's just amazing to me. It's almost like, you know, yeah, a whole bunch of people are praying for you. But in this case, the prayer brought the cards, you know.
We brought them with us. Well, Dave did. Dave brought them with him, right? So having them right there and on his story, of course, obviously I was in the operating room, but afterwards, I guess the surgeon came in to sit and talk with him in a private room, asked him to come to the private room. When everybody else was just getting the message right out in the waiting room, they asked him to come into a private room, and which kind of scared him. So I think he took him, and I'm not quite sure who else is with him, but he tells a story of how the surgeon was quiet, kind of put his hands in his head, thinking type of thing. And he was like getting anxious because that's not good body language.
Yeah.
But it was more because he then again was confused and told Dave, and maybe one day Dave can tell this story, but pretty much said to Dave, I don't understand. Like everything went so well. I've never had a surgery go so well before like this. I literally had a chance of that, just them cutting into my head with that bursting. And so it's a very touchy situation. And I will be forever grateful for every card. I still have every card. And they're in their own little separate box. I wish I had the little box here with me, but it's in storage while we build. But it was like, it's just like, that energy is going to follow me around for the rest of my life. It doesn't go away.
Yeah. So a life-changing, life-altering experience.
Yep.
By using the promptings mechanism that we have here, that's the power of what the promptings message is all about.
Yeah.
Listen, when you have a prompting to reach out to somebody, please do it. Please do it, because it could save their lives.
Yep.
Spiritually, physically, in all different ways, the power of human connection is what promptings brings to the table. And that's what this whole thing's all about. Lori, we appreciate you so much, all that you do
day in
and day out. You know, it's stories like that where, you know, the promptings message, I mean, it's part of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's stories like that that make it that way. And all anybody needs to do to experience things like this, all you need to do is act on promptings. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
We have ways for you to do that, but just act on promptings and create human connection and transform your life. Listen, we're all meant to live in prosperity.
That's right.
We're not meant to live in mediocrity. We're not meant to live
in fear.
In fear or live in lack. That's not how the universe is built.
No.
The universe and the planet that we live on is built on abundance. Everything in the universe depicts abundance. Everything does, and we are the greatest. We are the greatest of all creations in the universe. We as human beings are the greatest of all creations in the universe. How would it be that we're not supposed to be in abundance?
That's right.
You know, and so, and we kind of want to close with this, because this is, you know, with this energy, you can create human connection with others. We can be connected as human beings. We can bring that energy back to us and live our true potential in life. We can do miraculous things.
Yep.
And we're meant to live in prosperity. And you and Dave have experienced living in prosperity, you know, and that's it. And there's a big definition of prosperity, you know. In fact, that's what I want you to do, is define in your own work, because prosperity means something different to a lot of people.
For sure.
But I want to hear from you what prosperity means to you as a wife, as a mother, a grandmother, a friend. What does that word prosperity mean to you?
Prosperity, and I think a lot of people, when they think prosperity, they think money. They think like big houses, fancy cars. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like big houses, fancy cars. You know, I love all that. I want to experience so much in my life. And there's so many different ways of prosperity. My prosperity is my family, my friends, being able to spend time with them. And maybe this is kind of weird, but I always think, When I'm asked to do something or go somewhere or something important in my life, and I think, well, I can't, I'm busy, I have this or that, the other, I always think, you know what? On my deathbed, am I going to be sad that I missed this? Am I going to be, is that kind of crazy to think? But I just think my prosperity is doing the things I want to do and being around the people who I love and that make me feel good, and those that bring me light. And prosperity is a lot of things to me. It's, you know, we're building a dream home. We have a lot of great things around us, but prosperity to me is my family, my friends, my dogs who are about to start barking. I mean, I always think about that, you know, I want, on my last day here on earth, I want to know that I lived how I wanted to live and that I also brought light to other people. And I don't know, that's kind of how I think of prosperity.
Lori, you're certainly living in prosperity as you define it. I witness it every single day. You're an amazing mother, grandmother. You're there for your grandkids all the time. They're a big part of your life. You're such an amazing influence on those kids.
Thank you.
And on everybody that knows you. I mean, everybody that's around you and knows you. So you're living your prosperity.
Thank you.
The fact that you're able to put up with Dave Smith every day is a miracle in and of itself. But no, I mean, both you and Dave are true servants to humanity. Both of you are in so many different ways. You're living your prosperity. You understand the promptings process. God bless you for all that you do each and every day. Just keep being you. Just keep
Thank
being
you. You know what? This send out cards has like completely changed my life as far as learning how to pay attention to my promptings and actually acting on them. And I think a lot of times people have a hard time recognizing them, or we put it aside. Matter of fact, that was in this next newsletter. We put it aside another day, another time, and then we forget.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's helped me to recognize, to act on. I'm not perfect at it.
But none of us are.
It's helped me to do that. Yeah. So I'll be forever grateful for what this has brought into my life and from the stories that you just heard. And I don't know.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Again, God bless you for all that you do. And again,
thank you.
A reminder to all of you, go to the show notes on your YouTube or your podcast channel or the links that are underneath there. Look for one of those moments. Click on that. It'll give you a beautiful recap of Lori's story, her aneurysm story, and how the energy of those cards saved her life and transformed her life. It's just a beautiful, beautiful story. God bless you. Appreciate you so much. And we'll see you all.
Appreciate you too.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see you all in another episode. Take care now.